Villars Farm burnt down. Noyant Dallier. In the early morning of Tuesday, July 18, 1944, Pétain's forces launched an assault and Villars Farm was burned down. Jean Villat remembers, "I was 20 years old. In July 1944, I decided to join a group of resistance fighters, a group of about 60 FFIs camped at the Villars Farm in the west of the commune of Noyant on the heights of the Côte Matra. From this promontory, we could control the whole area as far as Moulon. We slept in the barn and stables, in the attic and other stables. We kept prisoners who'd been arrested for collaborating with the Germans. Night and day, we took turns guarding them in the same way as at the lookout posts to watch over the surroundings. Twice, we had recovered canisters of weapons that had arrived from England by parachuting. I had only been in Villars for a week or so when our chiefs and a large part of the men, some prisoners, vehicles and equipment, took over another cantonment. I was staying in Villars with six other comrades on the night of the 17th to the 18th of July. In the beautiful moonlight, I was on duty on the landing of the attic staircase. Replaced by a comrade, I went to bed in the hay. I had been sleeping soundly for quite a while when I was woken up by screams. To arms, to arms. My heart was beating like crazy. With my comrades, weapons in hand, we rushed outside. It was barely daylight, but light enough to detect human shadows about 20 meters up towards the entrance to the field. From the top of the attic stairs, where he was guarding the prisoners, Gomez aimed and shot. A shadow collapsed, a fatally wounded militiaman. Other shadows appeared from everywhere. On either side, shots were fired. We were terrified that there were only seven fighters left to face this growing troop, and our ammunition was exhausted. There was no other solution than to retreat and flee. We hurtled down between the house and the shed in a desperate escape. Luckily, without damage, we crossed the open path under a curtain of raging fire before finding ourselves better sheltered by walking along the hedge of the meadow. In our flight, we crossed hedges and paths leading to the neighbouring farm. Breathless and panic-stricken, we huddled in the hollow of the hedge, waiting to decide what to do next. The shooting and the grenade attack against the farm continued. Time passed, and everything seemed to calm down as the flames and smoke rose above Villars Farm, where buildings were set on fire by the assailants. As dawn broke, thwarting the encirclement of Villars by the militia and the reserve mobile guards, we managed to move away to safer places towards the west. Step by step, all Tuesday, July 18th, and the night after, we walked to Bourcières-les-Mines. Still in shock, we ventured into a farm. Barely reassured, we revealed our situation, and it's fortunate that finally, after 36 hours, we found something to eat. After recovering, we went to find our first comrades, who had left for another camp before July 18th. Among the comrades in arms that Jean Villat had joined at Villars was Lieutenant André, whom he also colloquially called La Grosse, who was none other than Nancy Wake, an Australian and British Special Operations Executive, SOE, agent, parachuted into the Allier in early 1944. Previously, she had been nicknamed the White Mouse, because she had remained elusive to the Germans when she, the fashionable wife of a millionaire French businessman in Marseille, famously worked undercover in the escape networks in the south of France at the beginning of the war.